Appendix A, Content Management. Content management is the application of a structural process to create, organize, apply, transfer, and archive knowledge and information products within a collaborative environment or records repository. Content management tasks. Content management is the process of organizing digital products for efficient storage and transfer. It also makes content available for collaborative knowledge creation. Implementing content management involves the following four task areas: create, organize, apply, and transfer. Knowledge managers use a Vaultis-compliant structured process and a metadata information model to organize their data, information, and knowledge products. Capture or create. Soldiers capture or create digital data through human, electronic, mechanical, or biological means. The initial collection consists of raw, unprocessed data that, to be useful, must be organized and structured with other data. This data is either captured using sensors or other collection means, or it is created after human observation. For example, when soldiers send or receive spot reports, they are sending or receiving several different data points. Soldiers receive the data in a voice message format by either keying in text to a standard computer software or writing on a pre-formatted document. Soldiers turn the voice message format into an explicit document for filing within the C2 Information Systems document library. Soldiers place the 7 lines of data in context and turn it into information that other soldiers can file in the unit's document library. Refer to the print version of this publication for a sample of a completed spot report. Organize. Organizing involves the use of naming conventions, taxonomy, metadata to label, categorize, and discover data, information, and knowledge products. Naming conventions, taxonomy, and metadata are discussed in the following paragraphs. Naming conventions. Sometimes referred to as a name authority file, a naming convention defines the standard procedure for naming documents containing data, information, and knowledge products. A naming convention is closely tied to the established taxonomy used within the collaborative environment. Naming convention should be part of the Content Management SOP and KMSOP. Taxonomy. Taxonomy is a standard developed for specified labels of data, information, and knowledge products that allows these products to be organized according to hierarchies and dependencies based upon doctrine, organizational structures, and functions. It is a guiding structure or framework that organizes knowledge into meaningful groups while establishing context-sensible relationships between them. Metadata is a descriptive use of identifiers about data, information, and knowledge products within the digital computing environment. Metadata is data about data, and it provides a way of finding information. It aids in categorizing products for easy discovery in computer search. This data can be formatted within the software of the computing environment. Information resources include documents, images, video, audio, links, and other information or knowledge products. A metadata information model is a conceptual model that lists the metadata descriptors according to the established taxonomy and task organization. It also establishes categories for the information lifecycle to create categories for vetted and unvetted documents. This model should be developed in the KMWG prior to the Mission Partner Network becoming active to facilitate the organization of content within the collaborative environment. Apply. Making content accessible and discoverable by applying metadata and content management techniques to enable knowledge flow is the primary purpose of content management. To assist the staff in the discoverability of data and information, the user applies the metadata model developed by the KMWG to the spot report. This allows the spot report to be categorized and discoverable within the computing environment. Transfer. KMOs and units transfer relevant information to those who need it using the metadata information model. This also allows the discovery of vetted and unvetted products and the ability to quickly determine those documents that need to be archived. Archiving consists of moving outdated and irrelevant knowledge from active status to an inactive status based on AR25-400-2 and DA-PAM 25-403. KMOs and units move content that is no longer relevant to an archive to keep it separate from current knowledge products. Content management principles. Content management principles aid KMOs and users in managing content. They represent the most important factors affecting content management, but they are not a checklist. Rather, they summarize the characteristics of successful content management efforts. Content managers consider them in all situations. However, the principles apply differently based on the factors present. The content management principles are: make knowledge products visible, make knowledge products accessible, make knowledge products understandable, make knowledge products reliable, support data interoperability, be responsive to soldiers. Make knowledge products visible. Content managers establish a repository where cleared users have access to knowledge products. They post a product before processing it when there is a need for immediate dissemination or access to the data asset. If a piece of information is critical to mission accomplishment or is time-sensitive, content managers post it first and assign it to a category later. They pass information that answers a CCIR to the commander immediately. Content managers make sure information is reliable, and they do not post rumors or speculation. Content managers create and maintain data asset catalogs that are searchable by user-friendly applications. They make sure information is easy to find regardless of where it is stored. They do not bury information where soldiers must search randomly for it. Visible knowledge products save precious time during operations. Content managers perform a data asset inventory to identify and prioritize data assets that support the unit's mission and near-term initiatives. They determine a way to highlight items that are most important to the mission. For example, the content manager should highlight knowledge products from past operations containing information that might pertain to upcoming operations. This may be addressed in the unit SOP. Make knowledge products accessible. Content managers balance accessibility with providing security. An area that provides security allows access to those who need the information. Most organizations have a public and a private website. Much of what the KM section provides relates to operations and needs to be protected on the private site. User roles and data asset categorization, dissemination controls, and rights ensure proper access. Content managers protect the repository behind a login firewall instead of posting information to a public site. Content managers consider the effects of file size and type of each data asset. They work with information technology personnel to ensure the programs can handle the objects being stored. Content managers ensure the shared server is adequate. Make knowledge products understandable. Content managers structure taxonomy for shared knowledge that makes sense to soldiers. Soldiers will not take the time to search through a site they do not understand. Content managers employ common terms when determining product categories. They use doctrinal language and ensure the taxonomy is easy to read so soldiers can get the information they need. The effect of site design on users may be compared to shopping for a power tool. If users determine the instructions for using the product are too complicated, they will not use it. An understandable format is important to a usable data asset. Make knowledge products reliable. Reliability depends in part on cybersecurity. The repository should provide secure storage while allowing access by authorized users with a username and password or common access card access. Content managers' secure storage protects products from corruption by electromagnetic attack. This also reduces the chance of compromising classified information. Content managers assign source data to each data asset in the repository and enforce its use by all those who create files in the network. Source data includes the author or publisher, contributors, date created, and date the asset expires or is no longer valid. Content managers tag items to verify trustworthiness. Complete source data gives readers confidence in the product's accuracy. Content managers ensure only current or valid products are accessible. Content managers assign a security classification, dissemination controls, and rights, privacy, intellectual property, and copyright to each data asset in the repository. They do not post copyrighted materials. The Army is required to follow copyright laws, and obtaining copyright releases during operations is difficult and time-consuming. Support data interoperability. Content managers determine the level of standardization of knowledge products required to support searches by a variety of users. Soldiers must be able to access knowledge products. Units should be able to obtain access with the search engine they have available. Be responsive to soldiers. Content managers provide secure, web-enabled access to users regardless of their location and available bandwidth. They allow soldiers to search, discover, and retrieve data assets no matter where the repositories are physically located. Content managers develop processes to match user needs to repository content. Categorizing objects aids in achieving this principle. Content managers establish metrics to track user behavior, identify trends, and improve service quality. They develop means to monitor how and to what extent knowledge is being transferred. For example, they include the number of return users' feedback, users' search terms, searches that return no results, and participation in discussions. Content managers provide a feedback mechanism to involve users in improving the KM strategy. Improvement techniques include periodic surveys, feedback forums, AARs, and soldier engagement.